David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show this week?
Yeah, this week's going to be fun. I don't want to overcomplicate things. It's real simple. Rates are low. Cash is easy to get. People are pulling cash out to either do home improvements, eliminate credit card debts. We're about to enter the holiday spending season. And even if rates weren't this historically low and, you know, at all-time great levels, people would still be calling in to 855 on radio. They would be utilizing the cash out refinance, whether it's a 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-year fix. Across the board, they just want safety. They want security. They don't want to be charged an arm and a leg. They want to be in and out of the process fast and easy. And congratulations, this can be accomplished with one simple phone call. So this week, Network Capital's the direct lender. They're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. They're bringing you guys a 15-year fixed 1.75% interest rate again. The APR is still at 1.94. Again, you guys don't have to pay the lender fees. So people still ask, what are lender fees? These are like origination costs, processing, underwriting, rate lock fees, admin fees, whatever the competition's calling these junk lender fees. You're not paying that when you dial 855 on radio. Now, another thing is, even though thousands and thousands of people are dialing the 855 on radio hotline, we're still keeping our turn times in as little as 10 business days. So have fun. Strike while the iron's hot. Do this before the market moves. Network Capital standing by for action. Here's the number, 855 on radio.
What type of savings can people realistically expect?
Well, we ran the numbers back in 2019. Now, keep in mind, rates were nowhere near these levels. Like 30-year fix, just to make it easier to compare, right now, like 30-year fix is like between 2.3 and like 3 1/8, depending on a lot of statistics. But back then, when we ran the numbers, 30-year fix was like low 4s. So back then, for January 1st to December 31st, for people that dialed 855 on radio that did a cash out refinance primary residence, used all but let's say like $1,000 of the cash to pay down, eliminate debt, those callers, they save $550 a month. When you work out the math, that's $6,600 a year. And a lot of these people got improved credit, alarming amount of savings. They got the financial stress monkey off of their back. They were looking at better interest rates. So the way I look at it is, not only did you see savings then, you also set yourself up for savings in the future, because a lot of these families improved their credit position, Teresa. So what people do is, once they have the correct credit profile, then they lock in the long-term lowest rate they can, because most people are on board thinking rates are going to go up. So to me, it's harder to lock in a long-term fix when I have damaged credit. So what people do is, they cash out, pay off the debts, leverage the credit, or leverage the property, eliminate this, improve the credit position, and then lock in that long-term fixed rate at the lowest levels they can. So I love that technique. It's been working for years. But people really need to get on board, because here soon you're going to hear me quoting much higher rates. So get in while it's hot. Here's the number, 855 on radio. It's called Network Capital. They lend their own money. They're in control of their products and process. They're willing to take these calls right here, right now. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
So we've established that these mortgage rates are low. They're historically low. Of course, that is in part the result of the pandemic that we still find ourselves in, but some homeowners are still saying no thanks to refinance savings, that according to a headline in Yahoo.com, and I wanted to explore that with you. Why in the world would someone not take advantage of the savings? As any of our listeners know, I refied my home, an investment property, then I refied my refi. So I've done 4 just in the last 18 months alone. Why are people leaving money on the table?
That's a great question. I wish more people would stop getting the advice from their financial advisors to not do free rate drops. You don't know how many times per week I hear, oh, my financial advisor told me not to do it unless I drop my rate 2% or 1%. And we're like, what if it could be done with you doing nothing, and it's, and you cost you nothing, and there's no appraisal? Your financial advisor is going to pick up the bill on the difference? Well, no, but then they still don't do it. And you're like, come on. Like, okay, financial advisors use them for like stock advice and other type of advice. But when it comes to mortgage related needs, if it's fast and free and easy, take advantage, rock and roll. Even if it's a 0.25% rate drop, you don't have to go backwards. A lot of people say, I don't want to restart the clock. Well, to keep paying the same thing you're doing, pay it off sooner. Go towards the goal. Don't go away from the goal. You were going to make the payment that you were making currently without us. Do it at the better interest rate. More of the meat of the mortgage will go to principal, less will go to interest. You'll gain more ground on your balance. So to me, across the board, there's no excuse. If the savings outweighs the cost and the effort, I'm doing that deal. Now, Yahoo Finance said, even though mortgage rates have been stuck at historically low levels as a result of America's ongoing COVID-19 crisis, demand for mortgage refinances continues to fall. Now, the number of applications for refi loans across the nation has fallen for the third week in a row. I disagree. At Network Capital, it's through the roof. It's going up every single day. But historically, like for all the other lenders, it is down. Now, this is according to a new survey by the country's largest mortgage trade association. This isn't the first time homeowners have turned their backs on what could have had solid savings. A recent study found that a mind-boggling 78% of homeowners chose not to refinance their mortgages between April 2020 and April 2021. Of those who did, almost half could have saved $300 or more a month. So I ask the callers, you know, don't overthink this. It's actually quite simple. Like, if you're thinking this is a 30, 60, 90, like half a year process, of course, now I get why you didn't call in to 855 on radio. But things are different. The process at Network Capital is so simple. It's downhill. It's streamlined. Less paperwork, less stress, less work for the customer. Still the same work for the bank and the lender. But at the end of the day, it's all about what kind of workload are you removing from the customer? They just want to dial 855 on radio, lock in a low fixed rate, eat the savings, not have closing costs, call it a day, and really hardly do anything. So I'm pumped for people that have that mentality, because it's a new world here in the mortgage world these days. So call these guys. They're called Network Capital. They're a lifestyle brand. It's really easy to drop your rate, but I'm telling you guys, I think you'll appreciate the service more if you look at the cash out 30-year fixed or cash out 15-year fixed. That's where the alarming savings is at. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Well, you talk about alarming savings, and just listening to that news report, I can so relate, because it can feel overwhelming to do a refi if you haven't worked with Network Capital. You could think, oh, I'm going to have to find all the paperwork in my house. I'm going to do heavy lifting. But I can tell you from experience, DocuSign is a girl's best friend. And I mean, my mortgage banker did so much of the heavy lifting for me. And in the end, just doing those refis, I saved enough to send one of my kids to college. That, I mean, just take a moment to think about how hard you'd have to work for that money. And all I did was make my mortgage banker do the work. And I want to remind you guys that they are standing by live during the show. Here is that number, 855 on radio. That's 855 O-N-R-A-D-I-O. Call that number and avail yourself of a no-cost benefits analysis. It's just to see where you are, what your needs are, what do you want to gain. You can get the answers in many cases while you're on the phone. It's that fast. And speaking of fast, you use the phrase, easy for me to say, fast, free, and easy. And that just stood out to me. I was hoping you could share recent results from one of our listeners that would illustrate that point.
Yeah, let me go with somebody here locally. Like, I just went to the Dodgers-Padres game this last week, and it was so fun. Every time I go to the game, Fernando Tatis Jr. hits home runs. So anyone listening in the San Diego organization, I think I might be your good luck charm. You guys didn't win the game, but still, Fernando Tatis hits bombs every single time I'm there. Now, this is a listener towards the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio. This caller saved $427 a month, $663,000 over the life of the loan. But check this. He didn't go backwards to a 30-year. He went from a 30-year down to a 15-year, trimmed 162 payments off of this loan. Off the top of my head, that's got to be like 13 and a half years. He got a fresh start. He got a credit enhancer program. He got an escrow refund. Next better house payment, it's not even until November. That seems so far away. This loan closed in 14 business days, cashed out and paid off $66,000 worth of credit card debts, cashed out and paid off almost $42,000 of student loan debt. Also, I like this one, cashed out almost $88,400 for investment opportunities. So think about this. If you can get the financial stress monkey off your back, that eliminated almost, let's say, over $110,000 worth of debt, you can also pull out $88,000 for home improvements. You could trim almost half the fat off of your mortgage. And you mean to tell me you're still paying less per month? That's the ultimate win-win in my book. This is a caller that called in from California, so means a lot. Regardless of where you're from, if you want a fixed-rate mortgage, if you have debt, if you want cash out, if you just want to get an easy refinance, now's a great time. It's going to change quick. I just don't know when. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Really impressive savings, and let me take a moment just to talk about the customer service. I mentioned it myself with my experience of having to do so little heavy lifting, but I want to share a review from Michael out in Shaver Lake, California. He posted this on the Consumer Affairs website, and Network Capital has over 5,000 five-star reviews like Michael's, but his is great. He writes, I just want to thank both Dylan Morris and Andrew Peterson for their work as Network Capital Funding Corporation employees. They have been working with my wife and me on a mortgage loan. Although different in their personalities and experience, each expressed a very high level of customer service. Their abilities in this area are probably the most important aspect to my wife and me when choosing and dealing with a business. They both put a lot of energy into helping us. Their timeliness and efficiency in communication, both on the telephone and in writing, are top of their game. In my mind, I'm very appreciative of their time and effort in serving us. I would sure recommend them to others. Well, a huge thank you. Dylan Morrison appreciates it. Andrew Peterson appreciates it. Michael, out in Shaver Lake, we thank you. How important is customer service to the mortgage bankers at Network Capital?
Oh, it means the world, because if you don't have good employees and good service, customers don't care about how fast you close. They don't care about how low your pricing is or how little the lender fees are. So at the end of the day, like, I think people choose to work with the banker. Like, Network Capital is an incredible brand. They got an incredible process. They basically set up the bankers for all the success. But you also have to bring in that human element of care, passion, reliability, dependability, these things that matter. Like, the customer just wants to know they're getting a good deal, and when they need you most, you answer the phone. So I think most people love that combination of Network Capital. It's why they're one of the number one ranked lenders on nerdwallet.com. So if you guys care about things I just discussed, call these guys. They're standing by for action at this phone number, 855-ON-RADIO. Once again, that's 855-ON-RADIO.
This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Speaking of news, it looks like that 15-year fixed offer is starting with that skinny number one.
Yeah, that's such a good feeling. Like, I'm never going to be proud to come on here and advertise 4% and 5% and 6%. I hope my time doesn't ever have to get to that point. But while it's at this 1.75% on a safe, conservative 15-year fix with an APR down to 1.94, you better believe I'm chesty right now. I'm Conor McGregor walking through the office every single day because I see value in this. I know it's not going to last, but while it's here, we're living in the moment. We're taking full advantage. If you're employed right now, or if you have fixed income, it's so easy. You know, self-employed has a little more layers to the cake, but I like the times that we're in because you can get access to a low rate, access to easy cash. The no appraisals are booming right now. I feel guidelines are quite easy. Like, even though there's constant program changes with the COVID guidelines and as new things are coming up and coming out across the world, there's always going to be change. So one thing is, people always kind of drag their feet and think the moment of time is going to last forever. And I could tell you from what we just saw in the last 18 months, programs can be disappeared. If you get told you have to fund the pipeline in 14 days, and some lenders, they can't do that. They take 30, 60, 90 days. That's why we knock these things out in as little as 10 business days. We try to fast track the ones that have no appraisal and easy income, and if we don't even have to prove the income because you're on work number, we're going to fly through these. So I love the times that we're in. Hopefully you guys take full advantage. Don't be a part of that 78% overpaying your lender. Like, you know, even if you're with Network Capital, you got guys. Like, I love them, but don't overpay them. Let's get the savings. Let's take full advantage. Let's make sure that when we cut the check for our mortgage payment, it's the lowest that we can achieve. The number, 855-ON-RADIO. You're getting this with no lender fees. And if you call today, it could still be done this month. 855-ON-RADIO.
How much do callers save? Well, on average, according to the numbers that were run pre-pandemic, callers were saving $550 a month. What number did they call? The one I'm about to give you. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ONRADIO. Of course, that's just an average. They ran the numbers, $6,600 a year, $550 a month. Last segment, you shared the story of a family saving $427 a month, but here's something critical. They went from a 30-year fix to a 15-year fix, and I wanted to follow up with you about that. Who do you think is a good candidate for a 15-year fix?
Well, for people that want to see interest savings, people that want to attack the balance, like, one thing about me is like, I don't want to overpay on anything. Like, that's not something I'm a part of. You'll never hear me bragging about that. When I write a check, let's just say an easy number, $1,000 a month, for the monthly mortgage, I want to make sure that the majority of that $1,000 is going to principal reduction, not interest to the bank. So, there's a lot of times where shortening the term, your payment's not going to go down. There's plenty of cases that's small savings, but as long as I can, you know, achieve overall savings and the payment's comfortable, I'm doing the 15-year fix. Like, I'm young. I'm 37 years old. For a guy like me, I'm making good income right now. I don't have a lot of debts. A 15-year fix is like the dream product for someone like me. Now, I could easily make the case of the 30-year fix. 30-year fix is rock bottom. Like, almost anybody could afford the payments. It would be so easy. You could overpay on the mortgage. You're still at such a low rate that it makes sense. But I like customers that want to trim fat. They want to see value. So the best way to illustrate this is a result. I have one. This monthly savings is definitely nothing you're going to brag to your neighbor Jim about. But when you hear how many payments of fat he trimmed, how much debt he paid off, how much cash he pulled out, all of you guys will dial 855 on radio. So we had a caller. He was a referral, which shout out to anyone that refers anybody. He's a referral from a mortgage radio listener in Portland, Oregon, KXL 101.1 FM. The customer lives in Colorado. Unfortunately, we don't advertise there. So shout out to whoever in Portland referred this file over to Network Capital. Went from a 30-year fix to a 15-year fix. Got a fresh start. Wanted the credit enhancer. Something they cared about was paying less per month, removing debt, and improving the credit to save more money in the future. So we trimmed 167 payments of fat off of this mortgage. Got him an escrow refund. Next better payment in November. Closed in 11 business days. No home appraisal. Unloaded the $35,000 worth of credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off over $11,000 in personal loan debt. And then they wanted almost $45,000 for home improvement opportunities. So they trimmed fat, you guys, and they still save $29 a month, $486,000 over the life of the loan. So I like this strategy. It's the trifecta. That's lower rate, lower payment, shorter term, and they got $45,000 to do home improvements. Sign me up for that deal. This is quite common when you guys work with Network Capital, the home of the 10-day close. So for you guys that are hesitant to do maybe a home appraisal because maybe you don't want anyone in your house, a lot of people are doing cash out without an appraisal. This is insane. So who knows how long that's going to last, but while it's here, again, we're taking full advantage. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. Network Capital standing by. They lend their own money. People don't like to do a bunch of paperwork. We'll get to that later. We have more results, more news, more trends. We have accolades of the company. But start with a phone call to this phone number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, let's get right to the paperwork thing because that's the elephant in the room. And so many of us dread it. I mentioned this earlier that from experience, having done 4 refis during the course of this pandemic, I couldn't believe how little paperwork there was to do because of DocuSign, because my mortgage bankers really collected a lot of it. Explain what Network Capital is doing with this aspect of the process that makes it so much easier and more user-friendly than anywhere.
Couple mistakes other lenders are making, you guys, and I wish I could tell you this is false, but unfortunately it's true, is some people don't want to give you the no appraisal because they know you're going to shop, and then if you have less skin in the game, you're more willing to leave the first offer. So some people will get you the waiver, the appraisal waiver, that means no appraisal, and they're still going to charge you the appraisal, so you're pot committed. You're more likely to not leave that loan. Same with paperwork. Some companies want to make you go ahead and send the documents so you're already pot committed and more willing to stay in the loan. We have a different mentality. We're trying to remove tasks, remove roadblocks, remove hurdles. We want to, just as quick as you want to get rid of us, we want to get rid of you as well. It works both ways, you guys. So I don't mind telling you guys behind the scenes stuff. So I like that Network Capital is willing to use the software in the industry. Like as things evolve, processes get easier, more access to documents. Like there's certain places that you can work for. As long as we could spell the name correctly, we hit a button, boom, we have the start date of your employment, the correct name of your job title. We have the income signed off. Now we just need a mortgage bill, an insurance bill, and proof that you are who you say you are. That's pretty easy. People love working with a direct lender. It's one of the perks to work with Network Capital. It's probably why they have so many reviews, and really their process is the main thing. Like, let's be real, you guys. Everyone's got low rates. Rates are rock bottom. The difference between lender to lender, 0.375, maybe 0.5% if they're kind of weak on the pricing. But really what separates lender from lender, it's willingness to help you with the docs. Are they reliable? Do they work long hours? Do they remove tasks from the customer and take it on their own shoulders? So that's why I like Network Capital so much. Their process is built for speed. It's lightning quick. They give us every opportunity to, one, help you guys, and two, make sure we put large numbers on the board. Here's the number for Network Capital. They're standing by today. The rate, 1.75%. That's right. You heard it right. 1.75%. It's a conventional mortgage for select scenarios. The APR is down to 1.94. It's for non-cash out, and it's safe. It's secured. It's available today. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
You mentioned reviews. Again, there are over 5,000 five-star reviews. I mean, think about that. It is not easy for a mortgage company to get one five-star review. Forget 5,000. I wanted to share Jax. He's out in Frederick, Maryland. Listen to our show on WMAL. You can find Network Capital reviews wherever you find reviews online. TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau, of course, Yelp, Facebook, Consumer Affairs. Here's what Jack had to say. This is by far the easiest and most seamless refi I have ever done. There's always a bit of apprehension when someone first approaches a finance company for a mortgage or a refinance, but that was quickly cast aside. Justin Johnson, our contact, made sure every question and concern of ours was quickly put aside. It seemed that throughout the process, we acted as a team and not as a business and its client. My wife and I could not have been treated any better, and we cannot be any happier. Jack, I couldn't be any happier that I get to share this with the audience. Thank you so much for writing this, for posting this. Please tell your wife that we say thanks. And, of course, Justin Johnson, Jack's mortgage banker, really appreciates his taking the time to post this review. Do you know Justin?
Oh, 100%. Justin's on my team. I hired him about 60 days ago. He broke the all-time most funded loans, most submitted loans in his first month. The guy's a stud. He's a jiu-jitsu stud. He's a referral from somebody that you've remembered the name over the years. One of our first reviews and results we ever did was for Zach Bammer. Zach Bammer's an all-time legend at Network Capital. He referred Justin Johnson over to us. Justin's a stud. Like the kid, I constantly get emails from people bragging about Justin and his communication. He's a sweet dude. He's reliable. He's one of the first guys in. He always has to leave around 5:30. He's one of the first ones out the door to go to jiu-jitsu class, and then he goes and plays soccer afterwards. It's like the guy's taking on a lot right now, and he's doing amazing. So proud of this guy. If you want to work with someone like a Justin Johnson, here's your opportunity. The bankers are standing by for action this weekend at 855 on radio. Jack, you're from Frederick, Maryland. I know a ton of people out there. I'm friends with a lot of the families like the Shays and the Odells. So anytime we have a Frederick review, I find ways to get it on air. 855 on radio.
I love that. Justin Johnson does jiu-jitsu. So many J's. Stay with us just a few minutes and we'll be right back.
David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. All right, before we go any further, I'm hoping that you'll repeat the rate on the 15-year fix right now, because I know this isn't going to last forever, and it's so delightful when it starts with that skinny number one.
Yeah, I love advertising skinny, slender 1.75%. Like, you don't need to hide the interest rate when rates are 1.75% for select scenarios. Now, keep in mind, this is a conventional mortgage. This is safe. It's secured. We still get asked, what happens after 15 years? Guys, your mortgage is paid. You just got to deal with taxes and insurance. You're the one kicking your feet up, probably traveling across the world. So I love the shorter term loan. Now, keep in mind, as of right now, more people have actually locked in the 30-year fix so far. So 30-year fix is great. It's wonderful. But I recommend fixed products regardless of the term. But I just really like this 1.75%. 15-year fixed, APR down to 1.94. What's also great and attractive, how quick you can close. These things can be done in as little as 10 business days. People that have done mortgages before, they're shocked when we tell them 10 days. They're like, there's no way. Something's got to be wrong here. You guys are skipping some steps. Is there going to be some backfire later? The answers are no. We just know what we're doing. We have one set process that we do amazingly well, and that's one of the perks and differences of working with the best. And then lender fees. I love a direct lender fee, because you're not having to pay lender fees. Network Capital removed those. It was like November of 2012. They pulled us in a meeting and told us, hey, it's going to get more competitive. The power of the internet, the radio, TV, billboards, people are going to shop like crazy. We can't keep charging lender fees. We're going to lower our margins. We're going to lower our interest rates. And I saw a lot of my friends leave the company because they wanted to go chase bigger pay plans. But the problem is they're not even at those lenders anymore because they got shopped out of the market. Network Capital's got a great combination of rate, service, speed, turnaround times, accuracy of the information. I really believe they're the best package deal in the business. Here's your chance to see for yourself. 855-ON-RADIO, toll-free number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, Sean, it's fall. The leaves are turning. What? I'm in Arizona. The leaves aren't turning. But metaphorically, and maybe where you are, the leaves are turning. Certainly, hopefully, your kids are back in school at least some of the time. Football started, news anchors are making stupid jokes about pumpkin spice lattes. It's fall. So what trends are you seeing for fall 2021 in terms of mortgage refinancing?
Yeah, usually around now, I kind of like to go back east. I love like September, October for like New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, where I'm from. It just means the world. Like California, it's where it gets kind of hot. Like for me, the hottest days are September and October. My family always wants to come here, and I'm like, no, I'll come there. So some of the trends that are always around now is people start to shop. Like we're about to enter the holiday spending season. People are back to school. They already racked up a ton of new gear. Everybody has to have that fresh fit, okay? So, and I was always like that. I'd always have to go get those new fresh Jordans before the school year started. So people rack up a little bit more. A lot of new cars come out around this time of the year. So there's a lot of spending. People start to do cash out refinances. So around now, just in general, cash out to pay off credit cards, car notes, student loans, collections, tons of home improvement. Not really East Coast right now as the weather starts to turn. More West Coast driven is the cash out home improvement and still paying less on your mortgage. People love that one. They bite on that all the time. Just think about it. If you could pay less per month and you could do home improvements, would you guys do that deal? All you have to do is dial 855 on radio. But some of the other trends, cashing out the maximum you can and keeping your monthly payment exactly the same, switching from adjustable to fixed. Last week, I name drop a kid on my team, and man, I can't believe how much business this guy got. He's South Korean. His name's Young Gun Kim. I told you guys last week, we call him YGK. This guy had 9-hour talk time on a Saturday because his phone wouldn't stop ringing from people wanting to work with him. He's like the coolest kid alive. We love him. Like, seriously, I'm thinking about something special for Young. So keep lighting up the phones for Young. Also, what's been working really well is people are sick of the adjustable HELOC. They're doing a cash out first mortgage because rates are so low and cash is so easy to get. Real estate's booming. Like, stocks are back. Crypto seem to be booming right now. But people are doing these cash out to purchase flips, cash out to do investment homes, cash out to real estate in general. They're loving it. People people are doing cash out to put money aside in case we enter some dark days ahead. Also, anyone with a personal loan, they're sick and tired of getting bled to death. So if you have one main financial, Lending Club, Net Credit, call into 855 on radio. Let's pay those off. Those are the most alarming rates in the business. And then what's been working unbelievably well is people that have PMI, with or without the equity position, we're getting rid of the PMI. We're getting them great fixed rates. The ideal call to 855 on radio is someone with PMI with above 700 credit. I would love that opportunity to speak to you. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
And once again, just a quick reminder, mortgage bankers are standing by live right now to answer any questions you might have at no cost. 855 on radio. We've heard a lot from our new markets. We're now on in Detroit, WJR. We're now on in Portland, KXL. Thanks to all of you out in Detroit and Portland who have called the mortgage bankers at 855 on radio. We sure have loved and appreciated hearing from you. You mentioned a top banker, Young Gun Kim, and that made me wonder who's on the leaderboard this week, because I know Jessica was getting a lot of airtime on her show.
Oh, 100%. Okay, so I'll go reverse order. Number five on the board right now, Jessica Lane. Everyone loves Jess. Like, Jess is just cool as the other side of the pillow. Shout out to Stuart Scott. That was one of his old sayings. Love that guy. You know, rest in peace for sure. Christian Daly. This kid's a stud. I love Christian Daly. He's from our Miami office. We're going to work on getting him to the management position. YGK, you just heard about him. Young Gun Kim, loving this kid. We always tease because we just saw the news about MGK, you know, getting the drink thrown at him by Conor McGregor. So I told him, I go, dude, YGK, we're going to start a trend that you are greater than MGK. So we're making those shirts as we speak. Number two on the board, Anthony Baronsi. Okay, he's always a fan favorite. He moved out here from the Miami office to work in California, brought his brother, brought Juan, the Cali Pachanguero Velez. You know, that's the California party boy. So I love Anthony Baronsi a ton. But number one, this kid destroying it. Like, right now, he might be doubling the number two guy, Tran Lee. He works remote. He's either in New York or New Jersey or Boston, Massachusetts. I forget, but man, is this kid putting up some unbelievable numbers. So if you're working with one of these five, reach out. Say that you heard him on the radio. They love that. I get at least 20 emails a day from bankers in the company saying, you'll never believe, people are reaching out saying they heard my name. They light up like a lamp when you guys do that. So, you know, if you don't think that helps them do better work, you're crazy. So call in a Network Capital. You just heard the best of the best. But across the board, the only people we allow to take the mortgage radio call for people that dial 855 on radio, you had to have certain statistics, certain, you know, talk time, certain amount of reviews, certain amount of applications and submissions and fundings and pull-through ratios. Without that, we're not letting you take these golden calls. These are the Glengarrys. So dial this number. They're standing by for action. Rates are down to 1.75%. The APR is down to 1.94%. The average mortgage radio caller back when rates were like a percent higher than they are now, they were saving $550 a month. I think you could save more. Here's the number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
I mean, really just wrap your head around that for a moment. Callers are saving on average $550 a month. The worst that happens is you call, you find out that you're in the best possible position you could be in, and you live the rest of your day feeling good about yourself. But most likely, they will be able to save you a little something. And again, on average, callers are saving $550 a month. That number, 855 on radio. And I'm hoping you brought another recent result from a caller to share.
Yeah, I did want another 30 to 15. So I want to really beat up this point so you guys can see what a lot of people are doing. This person listens to us on the Mortgage Radio Show in Phoenix, Arizona, your neck of the woods. One thing that she was really big on was wanted term reduction, had a certain age she wanted the house to be paid off by. So the 15-year fixed accomplished that goal. So we trimmed 125 25 payments of FAT. That's over 10 years of less mortgage payments she has to make. Got a fresh start. Got that credit enhancer that people seem to love. Got an escrow refund. Next better payment in November. No home appraisal. Closed in 10 business days. Cashed out and paid off $18,000 worth of credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off almost $29,500 on a remaining car note. And then wanted just a measly $4,200 for emergency money. A lot of people are working in tiny amounts of cash out for these deals just to have cash for emergencies. You're going to see that more and more if we enter these dark days I keep talking about. But this family was able to save $272 a month, $300,000 over the life of the loan. So I would do this deal even if I had to pay more on my mortgage. But you get to tell me I get the trim 10 years off of my loan and I shell out $272 less a month. I'll take multiple deals of this. So hurry up and call Network Capital. They're standing by for action. This customer's goal is to call back in 6 months. She'll have better credit, no debt. She won't do cash out. We'll probably be able to keep the no appraisal, do a simple free rate drop. It's really that easy. Here's your chance. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
What about people who've applied recently and been turned down?
Oh, I love those ones because a lot of times their lender had too many overlays, too hard of guidelines. There's products to help people in your situation. There's Home Ready, Home Possible, Refi Now. If you're unaware of what those three names are, call Network Capital immediately. They're standing by at this number. Rates are down to 1.75%. This is real. The APR is down to 1.94. Get in on the action while it's here, you guys. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Who have we been hearing from? I know we're new in Detroit, in Portland, but which cities are the mortgage bankers hearing from right now at 855 on radio?
Well, the number one city is definitely Los Angeles. Like, it's just so big, they're always going to win. It's kind of unfair. But when it comes to state-wise, I mean, right now, D.C., Maryland, Virginia are always booming. Virginia's always in the running. Like, Maryland's usually pretty darn close, but Virginia gives California a run for their money, even though the numbers of population got to be an alarming difference, obviously, for obvious reasons. But Virginia callers love Network Capital. Like, in my opinion, we're actually more well-known in Virginia than we are in California. And like, you would think like all these people are just rolling into the Network Capital building, whether it's in Irvine, if it's in Beverly Hills, but most of our calls are actually Virginia, DC, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio. You're getting a ton down in Florida, it seems like. Houston, Texas is always booming. Chicago, Illinois seems to be a hotbed lately. Portland's booming. Seattle, Washington's making a comeback. We always get like the Colorado referrals. So, you know, somehow everybody knows someone in Colorado. We don't even advertise there, but we always find a way to get 15 or 20 from there. But it's California. It's from San Diego to San Francisco. That market, we dominate. Like, that's the wheelhouse. It's so simple. They got big loan amounts. They usually got big credit. Like, if you're from California, you're educated on home loans. These guys are sharp. Like, this is a place, like, you got to be good on the phones because they're so knowledgeable. Like, they know how to shop. Californians are so good when it comes to the home loans. But at the end of the day, regardless of where you're from, call in, rates are low, cash, it's quite easy to get. So I'm loving this. I want you guys to all try this. Tell your banker, I want to cash out to the maximum I can with no appraisal, and you decide what you want to do with the cash. There's so much you guys can do, whether it's stock market, real estate, cryptos, paying off the debts, eliminating whatever you want. Home improvements is so fun right now. But at the end of the day, you need Network Capital to get you the rates like this. 1.75% on a 15-year fixed. The APR is down to 1.94. There's no lender fees, and they're still knocking these out in 10 business days. That's my favorite part. So call Network Capital at this number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, you mentioned a lot of places, but of course you mentioned San Francisco, and since that's where I grew up, I wanted to share this testimonial from Jessica. She listens to our show on KSFO, that's 560 AM out of San Francisco. She does, however, live in Fairfield, California, nearby, but I just loved her review. And just to remind you guys, there are 5,000 five-star reviews online. If you're a review person, I certainly am. We invite you to check some of the reviews out. They're on Yelp, TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau, the Consumer Affairs website, wherever you find reviews. She writes, great experience with Network Capital, Andrew Peterson and Jennifer Garcia. When Andrew said we could close in a week during our first conversation, I thought, yeah, right. My prior refinance took nearly 2 months. After getting the required documents uploaded, Jennifer called to schedule my signing a week later. My experience with these two employees was fabulous. I recommend Andrew Peterson and Jennifer Garcia at Network Capital to anyone looking to lower their rate. My mortgage is also going to be paid off 9 years quicker. Well, that is great news to Jessica out in Fairfield. So excited for you. I'm so happy that she had a great result. And Jessica, thank you so much for posting this on behalf of Andrew Peterson and Jennifer Garcia. I wanted to follow up with you, Sean. Hers turned around pretty fast. She said her previous experience, that took a couple of months. What's the turn time right about now?
I mean, if you have no appraisal and you're retired or no appraisal with W-2 income, I mean, really, we should knock this thing out in 10 business days and call it a day, you guys. The only thing that can really slow these things down is if you're self-employed and there's layers to the income, and if you need a home appraisal. We can't control the appraisers. They're overwhelmed right now across the nation. You know, even though there's still so many people still passing on easy savings and easy opportunities, just appraisers are worked. They're worked across the board. They're thin right now. So we try as much as we can to avoid the appraisal, avoid any glitch. But it really comes to mind is how the bankers structure the loan. Like, the tiniest little mistake can drag the file on. It can make the knot more tangled and make it more difficult for us to process it. So we spend a lot of time on just paying attention to loan structuring, teaching the guys how to make it fast and easy and less paperwork for the customer. Jennifer Garcia, for sure. Like, I love Julius. There's a lot of the processors across the board that mean the world to me. Like, Andrea, she's a killer. Sang, he's amazing. But Jennifer Garcia has been the one lately that's just really kind of knocked my socks off. Her customer service reminds me of Jessica Lane, and just how good she is. Like, everybody brags about Jennifer Garcia, so it means the world to have employees like that. Now, I will tell you guys one thing. You brought up San Francisco. One thing, I did a lousy job. You said trends. Last week, I wish we could show calls and play calls back. You should have heard the San Francisco callers when they were up like 31-0 on Detroit, how exciting and how much crap they were talking, and then how quick the tides turned when all of a sudden it's a tie ball game and Detroit's on their tail. So it was so fun. But at the end of the day, regardless of where you're from, call into this hotline, have some fun, bring some personality. The best advice I could give you, tell the truth. What are your goals? What are you looking to do? When do you want to retire? You know, are you thinking big picture? Are you thinking multiple moves ahead? Really think outside the box, because at some point we're all going to need some cash. There's always cash-related things that come down the pipeline. So think of this sport like chess, not checkers. Pull the cash today. It makes more sense to pull it while rates are low, cash is easy to get, the no appraisal programs are booming, and you can be off the streets in as little as 10 business days, you guys. So what some people are trying to do, one of the other trends, they're trying to call today, but not fund this month. They want to fund the first days of October. That way they don't have to pay October or November, making first better payment December. A lot of people trying that trick. So we can accommodate that if you like. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO.
Sean, hopping back, you said this is like the spendiest time of the year. Let's talk about credit card debt. Why do you recommend refinancing to pay off that high interest rate credit card debt or even personal debt or car loan debt?
Well, my thoughts are is I'd rather keep money in my customer's pocket and keep it in their bank and let them invest that and find other avenues to put that money into than interest on their debt. So no one's going to convince me to keep overpaying. Like, okay, so the way I look at it is if I can get a fixed rate on my house at a better rate than my adjustable credit card and I get a month off the mortgage and it's easy for me to do, and let's say it comes with no appraisal, and if I'm lucky enough to get it at no cost, like, how on earth are you going to argue that point? Like, a lot of people are so willing to overpay on the credit cards, and they're alarming rates. Like, last time, I mean, it's been a while, but last time I went to creditcards.com, the average credit card rate was like 15.15%. And I can tell you, there's a lot of people calling in with 20 and 30% rates, and they're like, nah, I'm okay where I'm at. I'll keep paying that, but could you save me $50 on my house? And it's like, That's not going to help you. Where we can help you is unloading the debt, leveraging the property as an investment, tapping into the equity appreciation you just gained, utilizing the month off the mortgage and escrow refund to improve your credit by eliminating more debts and eliminating collections. And just, there's so many things that we could do right now with the leftover money here. So taxes are coming due in some states. Insurances are due in some states. So a lot of people refinance right now to just really finalize the deal, set it and forget it, and not have to deal with this during the holidays when a lot of times rates go up because there's a lot of travel, a lot of spending. Seems like there's a lot of money poured in the economy, and usually towards the end of the year, I see rates going up. So hurry up and call Network Capital. They're standing by for action, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com, over 16 years in business. I love what this company is pouring out, and I think you will too. Here's the number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
I'm hoping we can squeeze in one last recent result from one of the callers.
Yeah, I try to bring four, and I try to tie in trends. Like, if you guys haven't noticed, I usually do the cash out ones. Like, just coming on air and telling you, hey, it was free, no appraisal, save them $70. Like, you guys, like, you'd all not be that excited. So I try to show you, what are a lot of people doing? I like to tie in the trends. Like, the majority of people, they always call for the free rate drop. Almost always start with that. But then when they find out, wait a second here, I could save that amount of money by paying off the debts, and I skip a payment, and I get an escrow refund. Let's rock and roll. So this is a 30-year fixed, a 30-year fixed. Escrow refund, next better payment in November, closed in 10 business days, no appraisal, unloaded almost $32,000 worth of credit card debts, paid off almost $17,000 between personal loans and student loans. They only wanted about $2,600 for emergency money. Meanwhile, they listened to us on the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, KFI 640 AM Radio. The caller named Henry saved $1,235 a month, $283,000 over the life of the loan. Now, that was his deal. That was his gig. He got a fresh start. He improved his credit. He'll call us back in 6 months and go after a free rate drop. But if I was in Henry's shoes, I'm not hurting for the $1,200 savings right now. So what I would do is I would keep shelling out the same amount of money. He was paying $3,400 a month on the debts. Now he's only paying $2,200 a month. So I would keep paying $3,400 a month. Now, instead of paying off my home and everything in 30 years, I'm down to 15 years, 9 months. Now, instead of saving $283,000, I'm saving $426,000. And keep in mind, I still have $2,600 to go, I don't know, maybe bet on the Steelers. By the way, they did beat the Bills. I got a lot of hate on that one. That one felt good. That one felt real good, you guys. But at the end of the day, Network Capital is the home of the 10-day close. Rates are rock bottom today. We're in this low rate era. Most of you, I don't need to sell you on the rates. You know rates are good right now. What you're looking for, who can get the job done with the least amount of work in the fastest amount of time? I believe that combination, that's clearly Network Capital. Here's the number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
And Sean, we've been remiss in not talking about this the last couple weeks, but Network Capital has long been specializing in VA loans. Are you still doing a lot of those?
Yeah, 100%. We just hired a couple of veterans. I got we got a guy named Eric coming into the team. He's a former Marine. We just hired a corrections officer, a police officer. So I like hooking up a lot of this type of kind of employee because they come in, they always start out hot. They're always people that customers want to work with. But VA loans, Teresa, they're quite easy. Like, check this. So let's just say, Teresa, your dad, okay, he calls in, he's a former Marine, has a 3%. We have to give him at least 2.5%. We would do with no appraisal, no proof of income. All he has to do, show us a mortgage bill to show the rate, show us you have home insurance, show us that you're a veteran, call today, kick your feet up, enjoy the ride, enjoy the month off the mortgage and the easy rate reduction. So I love VA loans. VA cash out is booming right now across the board. If you're a veteran or know a veteran, give them this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Thank you so much for making that clear. And yes, write this down. Give it to somebody you think could use it. 855-ON-RADIO. That is our show. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.